Social media isn't just changing how we connect with friends, it's revolutionizing how organizations learn, adapt, and thrive. While most companies view social platforms merely as marketing tools, forward-thinking organizations like IBM, Intel, and even the CIA have discovered their profound potential for transforming workplace education. In a world where traditional training methods struggle to keep pace with change, social learning creates something remarkable, a knowledge ecosystem centered on people rather than content. This isn't about adding technology to existing processes. It's fundamentally reimagining how learning happens. When people connect through collaborative technologies, knowledge expands through networks rather than flowing from the top down. The question isn't whether social learning will transform organizations, but how quickly leaders will embrace this inevitable evolution. Imagine joining a company where, on day one, you can access the collective expertise of thousands of colleagues, their knowledge, experiences, and insights, all organized around your specific needs. This isn't fantasy. It's the reality in organizations with thriving internal communities. When Deloitte faced challenges with distributed teams and a younger workforce expecting tech-enabled collaboration, they created DStreet, an internal platform where employee profiles function like virtual offices, revealing both professional and personal dimensions. These searchable profiles include industry focus, language skills, and knowledge management data, enabling employees to quickly find colleagues with specific expertise. Research consistently shows that better connected employees enjoy substantial performance advantages. Communities remove physical constraints, allowing people to connect based on shared interests regardless of location. Sabre Holdings' Sabretown platform connects employees across 59 countries, routing questions to the most relevant experts through predictive modeling. The system identified $500,000 in direct savings its first year while creating a knowledge base employees willingly populate. These platforms also accelerate integration of new employees and create what Clay Shirky calls algorithmic authority, a conveyor belt of information that supports the dynamics of small companies within large distributor workforces. Visual communication excels at capturing attention in our fast-paced world through personalization and emotional resonance. Messages combining emotion and personal relevance are twice as likely to generate responses. Modern technology has transformed this ancient practice into a powerful global sharing tool. TELUS revolutionized field service by enabling video collaboration among technicians worldwide. Similarly, Marathon Oil replaced costly satellite broadcasts with streaming media, reaching thousands of employees across continents with training on business integrity and safety protocols. Microsharing, brief bursts of text, links, and multimedia, bridges knowledge gaps more effectively than email or texting. Companies like JetBlue leverage internal microsharing for customer support, while employees use it to understand company culture and expand professional networks. Beyond broadcasting updates, microsharing encourages self-reflection, helping people process experiences and gain perspective through brief written expression. When London faced terrorist bombings in 2005, CIA analyst Sean Denehy noticed Wikipedia's rapid information synthesis outpacing traditional intelligence processes where analysts worked in isolation. This observation would transform intelligence information sharing. Collaborative tools enable a shift to living content that stays current through multiple contributors, unlike static traditional reports. Despite initial resistance, Denehy implemented Intellipedia, connecting intelligence agencies, military, and State Department. The system, once questioned for security, now serves thousands of users with 10,000 daily edits and proved crucial during events like Iraq's chlorine bomb attacks and Mumbai hotel attacks. Living content tools depend on vibrancy, the energy that keeps users engaged. Like a lively party, people quickly assess whether a collaborative space is worth their time. Intel's example shows this through Intellipedia, which transformed their expert-centric culture into a collaborative environment spanning 44,000 pages with 125 million views. Imagine practicing high-stakes decisions in realistic environments without real-world consequences. At Chevron, executives use immersive 3D models of oil refineries to practice critical decision-making during scenarios like unscheduled shutdowns. These environments bridge knowledge gaps caused by retiring experts while engaging a new generation of workers. Virtual immersive environments create the illusion of being physically together, providing experiences that mirror working in the same space. They excel when visual cues and nonverbal communication matter, making them ideal for multi-site meetings, virtual field trips, and displaying 3D data. They're particularly valuable for training in hazardous environments without risk. Learning by doing proves most effective for certain skills, but creating safe environments for on-the-job learning can be challenging. Virtual environments allow people to fail safely while creating memories that improve later performance. At Loyalist College, their virtual border crossing simulation helped students achieve 39% higher success rates after 9/11 security concerns ended on-site training. Virtual environments also enable perspective-shifting experiences through the Proteus effect. Stanford researchers found this influences behavior. People contribute more to retirement after being virtually aged and exercise more after inhabiting avatars that lose weight. Sarah Robbins uses Kool-Aid pitcher avatars to help students experience exclusion, teaching complex social concepts experientially in minutes. In-person events become powerful learning experiences when designed with community in mind. Today's audiences no longer sit quietly absorbing information. They're actively engaged through back channels like Twitter. This shift in power means both speakers and participants have valuable contributions to share. The back channel enables real-time participation, focus, innovation, contribution, connections, and evaluation. Digital tools extend event value beyond the moment through just-in-time book publishing, compiled from speaker and attendee content, tweet books, narratives created from event tweets, and live blogging, real-time commentary with reader interaction. These create lasting records that generate ongoing conversation and learning. For effective events that leverage social learning, prioritize shared meals, as people open up more when breaking bread together. Trust attendees to determine what's valuable rather than being overly prescriptive. Make presentations Twitter-ready with short hashtags, encourage pre-event conversation, and consider displaying the Twitter back channel on screen. Create an energetic atmosphere with comfortable seating, good lighting, and even music, as demonstrated by Lotusphere 2010, which opened with street musicians that energized 8,000 attendees while they tweeted and networked. In our complex world of information overload, engaged learners thrive through social learning, discovering not just answers, but essential questions. Through collaborative platforms, employees develop their professional voice and enrich organizational dialogue. Organizations need balanced governance policies for social learning implementation. IBM's Social Computing Guidelines, developed collaboratively since 2005, protect both employee and corporate interests. Nordstrom exemplifies simplicity with six core principles: exercise good judgment, maintain respect, practice transparency, demonstrate humility, preserve humanity, and listen actively. Social learning is already transforming workplace education, with companies like AT&T creating internal platforms for cross-departmental knowledge sharing. The question isn't whether social technologies will transform organizational learning, it's whether companies will lead or lag behind. Tomorrow's successful organizations will harness social learning to create adaptive, collaborative environments where knowledge flows freely. By integrating learning into daily work life through natural knowledge exchange, companies build cultures where people learn together effectively, creating workplaces that are both more productive and more human.